This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. On Thursday night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Philadelphia Eagles 26-16. The game marked the first return to Philadelphia of Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, who led the Eagles for 14 years and was fired after last season. Present at that game was Zach Berman of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Zach, welcome to Only a Game.
I'm glad to be on your show. Thanks for having me.
You began your Friday column by saying the Eagles honored Andy Reid on his return to Philadelphia on Thursday night by replicating the errors that caused Reid's dismissal after last season. How so?
Well, the turnovers in particular, the sloppy play. The Eagles had a lot of talent in Andy Reid's final 2 years in Philadelphia, but they made too many turnovers, interceptions, fumbles, lost games for foolish reasons such as that. And they look like that under new head coach Chip Kelly on Thursday night.
A lot of the current Eagles are players Reid coached for a long time in Philadelphia. Did that give the Chiefs any advantage?
It might have gave them a subtle advantage because Andy Reid knew the personnel, what they do well, what they don't. But it didn't give them a dramatic advantage because the schemes that the Eagles utilize are considerably different than what they had under Andy Reid. So he might know what the players can do, but he didn't know where they were going to go.
Reid guided the Eagles to the playoffs multiple times, and once they made it to the Super Bowl when he was the coach, but there were also some disappointments during his tenure. How did the fans react on Thursday night when he came back?
Oh, the fans gave him a rousing standing ovation. They treated him very well because he has the most wins of any coach in Philadelphia. He's a, I don't want to say revered figure, but he's someone who the fans appreciate and respect, and even though it didn't end well, it didn't end acrimoniously.
Donovan McNabb, who quarterbacked the Eagles for 11 years, was honored at halftime. How did the fans behave when his number was retired?
Similarly to the way they treated Andy. They gave him a standing ovation. They were honoring him, so the fans treated him as such.
Well, I'm perversely disappointed. This is a crowd with a reputation for booing Santa Claus, so I don't understand. They were supportive Thursday night.
Yeah, reputations, though, that was a long time ago. This is and I can tell you that the fans, they're extremely knowledgeable. They're tough fans, and they appreciate what both Andy Reid and Donovan McNabb did for the franchise.
The Chiefs, who went 2-14 last year, are now 3-0. The Eagles are 1-2. Is anybody in Philadelphia wondering, hey, why can't we get head coaches like that?
Not after the way the last 2 years went. I think fans were ready for Andy Reid to move on. But with new coach Chip Kelly, he's going to have to prove that he can make this adjustment from college to the NFL. He's an intelligent coach. He was very accomplished at the college level. He has very innovative schemes, and it's just a matter of the team adjusting to them and staying ahead of the league.
I know it's early in the season, but what do you think explains the fast start that the Chiefs have gotten off to? Have they just got better players than Reid had to work with in Philadelphia those last couple of years?
Well, it comes down to turnovers. The Chiefs haven't turned the ball over yet, and that was a big issue with Andy, as I said, in his final 2 years in Philadelphia, and he's rectified it. They take care of the ball. They don't have those self-inflicted wounds that the Eagles had, and that's often the difference between winning and losing in the NFL.
That makes it sound so simple. The coach just has to tell the running backs and the receivers, hey, don't drop the ball.
It's easier said than done, though.
Zach Berman covers the Eagles for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Zach, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure. Anytime.